Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement are going to be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. His message today is entitled, In Times Like These, and it comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Before we open the floor to Brother Griffin, I'd like to take any prayer requests. If you have such requests, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and their families as well, as they give a part of themselves to us on a daily basis, that God will also bless and guide them. I ask continued prayer on behalf of all travelers, all motorists, that they respect each other's space, allowing everyone to make it to their destination safely, especially for our truckers, my husband in particular. Thank you. 6635, state your prayer request.
Good morning. This is Brenda from Detroit. And Danielle, thank you for all that you do for this program and for all of us listeners. I'd like to ask for prayers for my brother Walter, who starts his chemo treatment today.
Thank you. 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam. Thank you, Danielle, as well for what you do. Asking continued prayer for my daughter, Kennedy, who had to have a blood transfusion. So just continue to pray for her, that God will just continue to keep his hedge of protection around her. Also pray for our school system. Also pray for my husband, Rick, who has a doctor's appointment next week. Continue to pray for me for guidance and pray for my mom and my dad and our country as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I now open the floor to words of encouragement, followed by a closing prayer with Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for a warm welcome. Thank you for those who are on the call and participating. Certainly, this is an opportunity God has bestowed upon us, and that we have the privilege to come together every day of the week and pray together, pray for one another, and pray on our behalf. And because of our relationship with God and our relationship with one another, for this, we all need to be eternally grateful. We want to give our focus this morning and time to a topic I think that is timely that we can need to consider, and that is in times like these. Now, I know we have got it better than many countries and other places, but in times like these, not everyone's heart is settled, not everyone's heart is confident. Now, everyone's heart is focused on Jesus Christ. So we're in difficult and challenging times. Some of us have it better than others. Some of us have it worse than others. But nevertheless, in times like these, when we go back to the New Testament times and we look at the biblical history and what the Christians went through, what they had to tolerate back then, they were saying the same thing in times like these. When we go beyond the Christian era back to the time of the Jews when they were traveling through the land of Palestine, and no doubt when the Goliath challenged David and all of the Israelites, and perhaps there were those who were saying in times like these. When we go back to the time of Noah and Abraham and Lot, they probably echo the same sentiment in times like these. So there are some times that starts way back when and comes way forward in every age and every dispensation and every demographic and geographical area, there are those who at certain times in their life who are saying in times like these. In the New Testament era, perhaps when the Colossians were going through their moment of transitioning from heathenism, from Judaism to Christianity, they perhaps were saying in times like these. You know, there are some social challenges back then that Christians had to undergo, and no doubt when they became Christians, they were considered as outcasts. And there were those who became Christians during this intellectual revolution period of time, they had intellectual persecution that they're undergoing, along with social persecution. In other words, the philosophy of men was the standard, and rather than the gospel was the standard. And they had physical persecution in those times like those, and that they, because of their faith, they were being persecuted and given hardships and deprived of their own rights during that time. They was tortured in many cases. And they underwent religious persecution. Those who became Christians, who left Judaism and became Christian, those who left heathenism or worldliness, they became persecuted for their religious belief and faith. And then there was always racism that was on the horizon. You know, not only were African Americans, whether African Americans or only black people would be enslaved then, there were slaves from all around the world who were under Roman rule because of the pigmentation of their skin. And so there's racism because you were non-Jew, and there's racism because you were non-Roman. And but there is always this persecution that the newfound church and their newfound faith had to deal with. They had to deal with the social persecution, had to deal with the intellectual persecution, had to deal with the physical persecution, had to deal with the religious persecution, had to deal with the racial persecution. And even when we think about it right now, in 2020, there's social persecution going on. There's intellectual persecution, people not honoring the Bible and the Word of God for how we should live our life, as well as social. Christians are labeled as being haters because of their belief in Christ Jesus and their positional social behaviors and so forth. And then there's physical persecution, even when it comes to the time of where you stand and what you believe about social injustice or social justice, and of course, always religious persecution. But in so as much as racism is a persecution as well. But what do you do? What are we to do in times like these? Those of us who know Jesus, and love righteous living. Well, I want to encourage you as Paul encouraged those in Colossae. He says in Colossians chapter 3, if ye then be risen in Christ. See, here's the foundation of our strength. If you and I at this moment realize and recognize and truly believe with all your heart that you were risen with Christ, that is, you died with Jesus, that oh, you died with Jesus, and you know you are a resurrected believer, you know that your sins are forgiven and been washed away. If you have all confidence, if you have no doubt that you have been risen with Jesus, then Paul says, seek on those things which are above. That old life, old philosophies, old mindset that you once had, your old social habits, your old intellectual habits, your old physical habits, your own religious habits, belief, and wherever you stood when it comes to race, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. In other words, we can no longer think earthly, fleshly. We got to think heavenly and eternally. That's our new mindset that we ought to adopt going forward. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek. That's a verb. That's something you and I are capable of doing, and no one can stop us. Look forward to, yearn, meditate upon things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Then verse 2 says, set. I mean, affix your emotions, your feelings, your ambitions, your mind, your soul, your spirit. Set your affections, the way you feel about things, on things above. That's not earthly. That's heavenly. That's not temporal. That's eternal. And not on things on the earth. And the reason why, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That old you will not succumb to the social pressures because you're in Christ. That old you will not be learners of worldly, secular, intellectualism, the philosophy of men as your standard, but the gospel of Christ. Your physical body will not be utilized none other than to glorify God. Your religious conviction and relief would be where you read your Bible, you pray, you honor God daily because of Christ. And when it comes to racism, you recognize that all men were made of one blood, black, white, brown, tan, yellow, or whatever. And you're not going to be succumbed to the racial pressures of our surrounding environment. Yes, in times like these, I'm reminded of during that time when the church was under excruciating persecution, and Stephen, an evangelist, a preacher of the gospel of Christ, he was under excruciating pressure to succumb to the pressures of that day, but he would not. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 7, and the verse is number 56, it says, "And behold, I see the heavens open, and a Son of Man." Well, this is Stephen looking up. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. At a time like then, Stephen never denied the faith, but he looked up into heaven. Just like Paul says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, now on things on earth. So when you and I realize that with difficult times and times like these, let's seek those things above. Let's set our affections on things above, because we are dead and our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayers as we go to Heavenly Father on behalf of those who have called in. We want to bestow a blessing upon each other. We want to pray on behalf of others that we get the blessings that God will have us to have. We pray for all the ministers and their families who are upholding and carrying out this telecast. We want to thank God for Danielle and others who support her as being lovely hosts. We want to pray for our travelers. We want to pray for those who are motorists, and we want to pray for the truckers and all the husbands who are truckers, and that everyone respect each other's space. We want to pray for Sister Brenda and from Detroit, her brother Walter, who's undergoing, about to start chemo. We want to pray for that family, that they have the strength they need to carry on through the ordeal. We want to pray for Sister Pam and her daughter Kennedy, who's been challenged with some medical issues. Pray for her husband Nick, who got some challenges in his life. Also, we want to pray for Pam's mom, Pam's dad, and pray for our country. And let us pray for the aftermath of what we are going through right now as a country, and that everyone that do what they need to do and be at peace with one another, but more so, let us strive to be at peace with God. We pray that you continue to bless this telecast, Heavenly Father, God, all those ministers who are laboring on this time, trying to life, to keep the church strong and keep the church educated in your will and your way. God, protect us, keep us throughout the remainder of this day. This we do pray the Son, Christ Jesus' name, we ask it all. Let us together say amen.
Have mercy on me, O Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But as it's not tapering inside, I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
No problem.
Don't give up on me, Lord.
There was no way out.
I don't have to spend
good.
Every day.
Therefore,
I'll be
any made
like
made it. everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve it now.
Mercy on
me. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Mercy, Father.